MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. The village of Capitan has declared a water emergency for the entire village, and that temporarily suspends the sale of bulk water for all purposes other than fire protection, agricultural, and residential use. The motion was passed by the governing body of Capitan and is aimed at reducing fire danger amid worsening drought conditions across the state. Dominic De La O received more prison time connected to the murder of Alamogordo police officer Anthony Ferguson in July of 2023. District Judge Margaret Strickland ordered the latest 8-year federal sentence for federal firearms offenses to run consecutive to his state life sentence. De La O shot Ferguson with a sawed-off unregistered shotgun after fleeing from a traffic stop and leading police on a pursuit in Alamogordo on July 15th of 2023. Ferguson, an 11-year veteran of the Alamogordo Police Department and a field training officer, died one day later as a result of his injuries. De La O was previously found guilty on first-degree murder and related state charges and was sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole, plus an additional 6.5 years for tampering with evidence, aggravated fleeing, criminal trespass, and resisting or evading an officer. The state Supreme Court affirmed the conviction of Travis Nolan for first-degree murder, armed robbery, and tampering with evidence for the 2019 shooting death of Christopher Williams in Ruidoso. The court remanded the case to the trial court for resentencing because the justices concluded that a 1-year sentencing enhancement, rather than 3, should have been imposed on Nolan for using a firearm to commit a non-capital felony such as armed robbery. State law requires a 1-year firearm enhancement if the offense is the defendant's first felony. Nolan was sentenced in 2023 to life in prison plus an additional 15 years. Under state law, life imprisonment requires serving at least 30 years before become eligible for parole. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.